It came upon me without warning and for no apparent reason. But then it kept happening time and again, and I had no clue what it was or how to stop it. In the 2 years since I had been declared free from a rare and usually fatal head and neck cancer, life had been good. Whenever we could, my husband Ellison and I traveled the hour and a half north from our home in Tucson, Arizona, to Phoenix so we could visit our daughters Nima and Amani, see their families, and enjoy our two new grandbabies as they grew into toddlers. Josie dropped in often for her coffee, my tea, and our chit-chat, and there were phone calls with my friends in California and the East Coast. I attended church and worked with the worship team, but I kept my duties there to a minimum. I knew I needed to take it easy after battling cancer, and found that I appreciated the lighter load from my previously heavy church responsibilities.